As we're working through Psalm 119, this great psalm on the Word of God from the Hebrew, we come to the He of the Hebrew alphabet, in which each verse begins with He in verses 33 down to verse 40. And so we begin at 33. Horeini Adonai derech hukecha, ve'etzorena ekev. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it at every step. Horeini is from the root yara, to teach. And notice we have a hifil, imperative, second masculine singular, with the pronominal suffix ni, first common singular pronominal suffix. And so we begin with cause me to be taught, or teach me. Notice yara, to teach, is from, historically, no doubt a pei vav verb, vara, and in the hifil imperative, howl, reini, became ho reini, the aw changing to a long holam vav. So teach me, O Lord, derech hukecha, the way of your statutes. Notice derech is the noun meaning way, and hukecha, this is the noun in construct, by the way. Hukecha from huk, meaning statute. And notice we have it in the plural, hukech. And the plural is in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it at every step. Notice, et sorena is from natsar, the root to keep, and notice it's a pei-nun verb. The nun has assimilated into the tsati, and the aleph is indicative of the first person singular of this root. And the vav is just your simple vav connective. And the basically, it is simply your kal, imperfect, first person singular from natsar. And the an is a hinge, followed by the a, which is your pronominal suffix, third masculine singular, meaning it. I will keep it, namely the way of your statutes. Akev, akev means like step. And so basically, we could supply an adjective prior to it, meaning every step, or be every step, behold akev, even though that is not in the text, I think it's implied. So I will keep it at every step. The psalmist wants to be taught by the Lord in the way of his carved out statutes. And he promises that he will obey it and keep it at every step. And that should be our desire, to take what the Lord has taught, the way of his statutes. And it should be our desire to want to keep it all at every step of our lives. And so he goes on with the second hey, Havinenu ve'etzara toratecha ve'eshmerena becholev. Give me understanding that I may keep your law, and that I might observe it with all my heart. part. Abhinenu is from the root vin, to understand. Notice again, it is a hifil, imperative, second masculine singular in this biradical root of vin. And so, cause me to understand. The N is a hinge, and the ni, or the e, is a pronominal suffix, first common singular, me. So give me understanding, or cause me to understanding. The here is probably a simple vav that should be translated that, in order that, a purposeful use of the vav here, that, et sara, that I might keep your law. Notice, natsar is the root to keep, and again we have the aleph prefix. The nun has assimilated into the tsari, in sara, becoming et sara, that I might keep, and this is like a sort of a cohortative idea, and let me keep. Notice with the ah suffix as well, and let me keep, or I will keep indeed, Torah Techa, your Torah, your teaching. Notice the noun here is from Torah, and Torah is in construct with Cha, and the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So give me understanding, or cause me to have understanding, that I might keep your Torah, and that I observe it. Notice Eshmarenna is from Shamar, to keep, and that Aleph is a sign, is the prefix, first common singular, and again is a hinge getting to A, the pronominal suffix, third feminine singular, that I might keep it, bechol lev, with all my heart. Be is the instrumental use of the bait here, with chol, the entirety of my heart, or all my heart. All the heart, literally. Chol is simply the adjective meaning all, followed by lev, meaning heart, or with the entirety of my heart, the noun heart. Notice his desire. He wants understanding, that he might keep God's instruction and observe it with his whole heart. And this is one of the main emphases that we should have, is observing or absorbing God's word with a total heart. And by giving understanding, by the Lord giving us understanding, our desire should be to absorb his word, his teaching, and to keep it with all of our heart. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. My word will be life to you. And then as we go on with the third hey in 35, Hadricheni bintiv mitzvotecha ki bo chafatzti. Cause me to walk, or to tread in the path of your commandments, for in it I delight. Notice Hadricheni is from the root drak, to walk in a path, or to tread would be a good way to translate it. And notice it's got a hey prefix with an ai vowel pattern, so it's a hifil, again imperative, second masculine singular, and the we then have the ain hinge, and the e, the pronominal suffix, again first common singular. So make me to tread bintiv mitzvotecha. Be is the preposition in, And nativ is the noun meaning path, and it's in construct with mitzvotecha, the path of your commandments. Mitzvah is the noun meaning commandment, and mitzvot is the plural, feminine plural of mitzvah. And notice it's in construct, mitzvote, with cha. Cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So make me to tread in the path of your commandments, for in it, ki is the conjunction for, vo is the preposition in, with the pronominal suffix o, chafatsta. In it, I take delight. Chafatsta is just your cow perfect, first common singular from chafats. Notice he's asking the Lord to cause him to make a path or to tread in the path of the Lord's commandment, for he finds delight there. For in it I delight. I'm reminded of Psalm 1. Ki bitorat Adonai chepso, and in the Torah is his delight. Uvetorato yegeyumam balayla, and because of that, in his Torah he meditates day and night. We are to delight in the Word of God, and we are to love the Word of God and take delight in it. And as Christians, that delight takes us to Jesus. He said, search the Scriptures, for in it you will find me. And that should be our goal, our desire, to delight in the Word of God, to find the Savior, to love Him, and to worship Him. Then in verse 36, another hey continues, hat libi el edotecha, va'al el batsa. Turn my heart unto your testimonies, and not to covetousness. Notice hot is a doubly weak verb from nata, meaning to turn. Final hay is elided, and the noon has dropped out. And it is a hifil imperative, second masculine singular, turn my heart. And notice lab becomes lib in construct with e, first common singular, pronominal suffix. So turn my heart unto, preposition el, meaning unto. Eda is testimony, and edot is the feminine plural form with the ot ending, in construct with the seder yod here, with cha, pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So turn my heart unto your testimonies, and not the al, there's just your conjunction, al means not, el batsa. Batsa means covetousness, a noun meaning covetousness. So turn my heart to your testimonies, and not unto covetousness. And covetousness could refer here to the love of money, to covet that in the context. Turn my heart to your testimonies. And often in the Hebrew Scriptures, God's testimonies are more precious than gold, even than fine gold, we're told in Psalm 19. And so Jesus said we can't serve two masters. We can't serve God and mammon, or money. So we need to turn our heart to His testimonies, and not unto any kind of covetousness. And then, verse 37, the hay continues, Ha'aver enai mirot shav, bidrachecha chayeni. Turn my eyes from seeing vanity, and in your ways quicken me. Notice the first word, ha-avar, is from avar, to turn away. And notice the hey, basically, again, is the sign of the hifil imperative with the a, pathak, I, tseri, i.e., vowel pattern. So it's the hifil imperative, second masculine singular from avar. So turn away my eyes. This is a nayim, but it's in construct here with I, your pronominal suffix, first common singular, put on a plural noun in construct. So ayin becomes a-ne, or ain, and then the I is added as a pronominal suffix. So turn, or cause to turn my eyes, mirot shav, from looking at vanity. Notice the mem is your preposition. The noon has elided, min ra'ot, and we have compensatory lengthening under the mem from a hirik to a tseri, from, as a result of the loss of the noon, dropping out or eliding. Ra'ot is from the verb ra'a, to see, and ra'ot is the infinitive construct, standing with me, the cow infinitive construct. So turn away my eyes from seeing shav. Shav is that which is vain, noun meaning vanity or vain. But in your ways, bidrachecha, notice derach means, derek means way, and be is your preposition in, and derache, again, is a noun in plural construct with cha, pronominal suffix, again, second masculine singular. So in your ways, chayeni, chayeni means to quicken, from chaya, final hey has elided, and notice the imperative is seen here again. It's just your cow imperative, PL, imperative, second masculine singular from chaya. And the e is your pronominal suffix, first common singular with the hinge, n. So chaye ni, as a hinge, I should say, the noon. So basically, what he's saying is, turn away my eyes from beholding that which is worthless, that which doesn't really have much value, which is vanity, and quicken me in my paths, in your ways. That is, give me strength, give me life to be in your ways, for your ways are always going to lead me in the right way, away from things that are vain. I want to stay in your ways and not stray off into vain things. And that reminds me of the one of the hymns, when it talks about quicken me, and that's going to be repeated again, which I used to sing as a boy. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and has now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. And then we praise thee, O God, for thy spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Revive us again, fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled from fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. A wonderful old hymn that the hymn writer is expressing the same thought. And basically, we want to have reviving in our hearts and our eyes to be turned away from the things of this world that prove to be vain. And this is what the psalmist is saying. As we turn our eyes to Jesus as Christians, we do receive a revitalization in our soul through finding Him in the Word. And then in verse 38, Akeim le'abdecha imratecha, asher le'yiratecha. Confirm to your servant your word. Establish or confirm. That word comes from the root kum, a middle weak verb. And notice the he prefix here, followed by the tseri, indicates a hifil, imperative, second masculine singular. Confirm to your servant. Le is just your preposition. Eved becomes avd in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix again, second masculine singular. So confirm to your servant, imratecha. Imratecha is from imra, meaning word. And notice it's in construct, becoming imrat with cha, pronominal suffix, second masculine singular again. So confirm to your servant your word, which, asher is the relative pronoun, le'yiratecha, which is to your fear, literally. Possibly, which comes to those who actually hold on, or who revere you, to revere you. It's simply, which is to your fear. In other words, to the fear of you. That is the preposition to. Yirat means fear, and it's in construct with cha, your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So confirm to your servant your word, which is literally to your fear. That is, which is to those who have a fear for you, I think is the idea here. So he wants the word to be established, and especially to him, the psalmist, who fears the Lord. In order to have God's word established, we must fear Him. We must reverence Him. And I think that is so key in this particular verse. And then he goes on in verse 39, Ha'aver cherpati asher yagarti ki mishpatecha tovim. That is, turn away my reproach, which I dread. For your ordinances are good. Notice, ha'aver is from avar, to cause to pass away. Again, we have a hifil, imperative, second masculine, singular. Your reproach, herpati. It is important here to understand this to be from herpa, meaning reproach, and it's in construct, becoming herpat, with the pronominal suffix e. So, take away my reproach, asher, is the relative pronoun, yagorti, which I dread, from yagor, to dread. Notice the kal, it's a kal perfect here, first common singular, from that root, with the t ending, showing it's a first common singular. K ki mishpatecha tovim, for your ordinances are good. Notice for, the key is the conjunction for, and mishpat, it has to do with ordinances of justice, and it's a plural noun in construct with the a, with the pronominal suffix cha, second masculine singular. For your ordinances are good. Tovim is from, it's an adjective from a tov, and the im is showing a masculine plural. For your ordinances are good ordinances. And so, basically, he wants the Lord to take away any reproach, anything that would bring reproach to the name of the Lord, because he dreads that. And he wants to rest in the Lord's ordinances, for they are good. And, of course, that should be our desire, to take away, that the Lord would remove any kind of reproach in our lives from those that would even reproach us as Christians because we don't live up to what we're supposed to do. We're to dread not doing that, but to be faithful to the Lord. And then finally, verse 40, Hene ta'avti nefekudecha b'tzidkatecha chayeni. Behold, or lo, I have longed for your precepts. Quicken me, there we have that quicken me again, in your righteousness. Hene is a particle rendered behold, and ta'afti is your cal perfect first common singular from ta'av, to long for I have longed for, and it goes with the lamed, to long for. Pikudecha is the plural noun in construct from pikud, meaning precepts. And notice the ha again is just your second masculine singular pronominal suffix. Behold, I have longed after your precepts. And so in your righteousness, tzedakah means righteousness, and tzedakah becomes tzidkat in construct again with ha, and be is just your preposition. So in your righteousness, chayeni. PL imperative, second masculine singular with the pronominal suffix e, that is, give, quicken me, chayeni, give life to me. And so basically, what he's really saying is, since the Lord has said the ka, righteousness, he wants the Lord to give him that, and he wants to have that, because he's longed for his precepts, to obey what God has taught and to be encouraged and to be revived and refreshed anew according to God's righteousness and not his own. And again, we're reminding of that hymn, revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May soul be rekindled from fire from above. And we are quickened through, again, God's precepts, through his word, by loving them, by doing them, by fulfilling them. I'm reminded of the great text in the Proverbs, Imratecha tzafanti bilibi. Your word have I hidden in my heart, ki lo echata lach, that I might not sin against you. And I learned that as a boy in the old King James, thy word have I hidden in mine heart, that I might not sin against you. And so as we quicken, as we hide God's word in our heart, it quickens us and helps us to try to be righteous according to his righteousness. And of course, that is only possible through Christ, who died and who suffered for us, that we might be justified and we might receive the righteousness of God, the dikaiosune, through faith, not through works, but through faith. And the Word then helps us to live out that faith in the lifestyle that the Lord would have us to be and to fulfill.